There's a lot going on this week. It's Parshas Vayikra, which is the first part, a new Chumash, a new beginning. A new beginning at the end of the year. It's now the third. We're going to talk about that. Now, we have to also appreciate that tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is the 13th. 13. Tomorrow, we are now in. We are now in the 13th month. We are in the 13th month of the year. And tomorrow is the 13th day of the 13th month. And it is the holiest day of the week. It's Shabbos. It is Shabbos Kodesh. And we begin Vayikra El Moshe. We begin Parashat, we begin Chumash Vayikra. Now, number 13 is a very holy number. Why? Shloisha Osar Miyodea. Shloisha Osar. The reason why is because the Goyim are so jealous of us, so they made it into superstition. Shloisha Osar Miyodea. Shloisha Osar Miyodea. What is the last thing we say in the Haggadah? Shloisha Miyodea. What are the Midayah? So you look at any good Haggadah, they'll tell you two interpretations. Either it means the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes, the 13 Midos which the Torah is expounded. Kal v'chomer, Gezer Shava, Binyanav. He's saying the Rabbi Shmuel Davni. What is the other opinion? The Yud Gimel Midayah, the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Okay, so there are two 13s. There is the Torah, and there is tefillah. When we daven to Hashem, every tefillah we daven is all built upon the foundation of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And when we live our life, according to the Torah. In fact, all the Hasidic Rebbes tell us that when you daven, you speak to Hashem, and when you learn Torah, Hashem is speaking to you. And how does Hashem speak to us? Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber, Vayidaber Hashem Elov Lemar. Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me Oel Moed Lemar. Hashem, the two different, let's explain this point as we go further. There are two different ways you can speak to a person. Either Miloshan Kriya, Vayikra, or Miloshan Dibur. There's really another way. There is Amira. It says it here as well. It says everything here it says Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moy Lemar Daber El Bnei Yisrael Ve'omarto Alehem Odom Ki Yakrev Mikem Korban LaHashem. We have over here in these two psukim the totality of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to man. He speaks to man with a lashon of kiriya, chiba, love. Rashi says, "Ein kiriya, ella chiba." It's the lashon shemalachei hashores mishtamshin boy. Vikora ze el ze viamar. Kiriya is chiba. Dibur, koshe. Dibur is an expression of harshness. Amira is a softer expression. Chazal say emor by noshim. I don't remember the pasuk. El bnei yisrael elu habanais. Amira, when you speak to women, you don't scream. You have to speak very gently. Otherwise, they're not going to serve you the coffee. Amira is lashon. It's a softer tone. Sometimes it Hashem speaks to us softly. Sometimes Hashem speaks to us harshly, and sometimes Hashem speaks to us b'loshon chiba, in an expression of love. But the common denominator is Hashem is speaking to us. There's a form of communication, and that communication is when we learn Torah. When we learn Torah, we read a daf Gemara. It's b'hashkocha. The hashkocha pratis is astonishing. The daf yomi of tomorrow and Purim is all about Purim. It's all merames on inyanei Purim. They even have the hamantashen. I think the last words of tomorrow's Gemara going into the next is the hamantashen. there was a certain person, I forgot the guy, I just glanced over very quickly, he caught the piece of food as a triangle, as a simen. Tlosa Karnos, you look in the daf, tomorrow's daf, or the Sunday's daf, the end of the daf, is a mamish merumis the homint hashin, cut in a distinct shape of a triangle, and there are other things there, I forgot exactly what, but it's when you learn a daf gemara, there's a certain hashkacha that when you're learning, Hashem is speaking to you. Rav Chaim Kanievsky always said this. People would come to him the whole day. You know, he had certain hours. They would come to ask him questions. Life and death matters. Hashkacha matters. And he would just tell them what to do. And how do you know what to do? Why? Excuse me. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of major life-changing decisions. And people come and they ask him a question and he tells them, who told you that's the right thing? Where did you get this? And he said that he takes life very seriously, basically, and it's b'hashkacha pratis that today I was learning before you walked into the door, before the hours, we had hours where people can come and talk to him and ask them questions, you walked in, it's b'hashkacha pratis that today I was learning the sugya. That particular sugya, and this sugya that I was learning, it touches upon the question that you just asked me. And in the sugya, it's clear as day that this is what should be done. And it's not an accident that today, and the last tikufa that I'm learning, the ideas have been presented. And it's only because Hashem knew you're going to come ask me what to do. And Hashem in advance, he told me the answer to tell you. The Urim V'Tumim. It wasn't for nothing they called him the Urim V'Tumim. And people that are very holy, they say this. Is, you know, if I learning this sugya and you're coming to, it's like Hashem has prepared me. He's channeled the answer that you need through my learning. This, when you learn a daf gemara, when you learn a pasuk in Chumash, when you learn anything, Sefer Hasidim, Hashem is speaking to you. When you dive into Hashem, you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, here, what is the ultimate form of praying to Hashem? See, we really don't know what korbanos are all about. But if you look in the Mefarshim, when a person brings a korban is the ultimate form of prayer. Today, when we daven, our tefillos are established keneged uneshalma farim sifaseinu. Uneshalma farim sifaseinu, that instead of bringing a para, an animal, we daven. Why? What does bringing a carbon have anything to do with davening? When you bring a carbon, you bring an animal, and you slaughter it, you collect its blood, you walk with the blood to the mizbeach, you sprinkle it on the mizbeach, and then you remove the forbidden fats, and you burn it on the mizbeach, and the rest of it, either you eat or the kohanim eat, or is also burnt. So what in the world does a carbon have anything to do with prayer? Because we totally don't know how korbanos work. Korbanos, when you bring a korban, you have to first confess. And you have to, it is a service of prayer. There's a very significant and complex process of bringing a korban, which is not just about the actions of cutting the animal. It is about your frame of mind and your humbling yourself before Hashem. Today, we can't do that, so we do the next best thing, is that we daven. But it's a form of communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring a korban. So, Haloi Dovar, we have Parashas Vayikra. In Parashas Vayikra, in Chumash Vayikra, this week's Parasha, for sure, it's all about korbanos. Korbanos, 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 korbanos. When you bring a korban, you are communicating, you are speaking to Hashem. And how does that parasha begin? How does the parasha of Vayikra begin? It's where Hashem first speaks to us and tells us what to do. And there's nowhere in the Torah where there is a combination of every possible expression of Dibur from Hashem to man. Vayikra, Vayidaber, Vayomer. All the different possible expressions are presented here in the same sentence, or the same two sentences. Vayikra el Moshe, a form of communication that is chiba, then is vayidaber, a form of communication which is harsh. And then Daber el bnei Yisrael v'omarta, you say it to them softly. Three different ways, three different forms of communication. And what is the communication? What is Hashem communicating to us in all the different forms of Dibur? He's communicating how we should communicate with Him. How we should communicate. Hashem is communicating to us, this is how I want you to communicate with me. Hashem speaks to us with Kriya, Chiba, with Dibur, with Amira. And what did Hashem tell us? That when you should communicate with me, bring a karban. And when you bring a karban, there is a whole collection of karbanos. You can bring a mincha, which five different types of menachos. You can bring a karban oila, you can bring a karban chatas, you can bring a karban asham. You got the whole thing over here in this parasha. You got almost all the karbanos here in this parasha. Not all, but most of them. This is how you should communicate with me. Now go back, what we said before. Sheloi she'osar mi yodeya. Sheloi she'osar ani yodeya. Sheloi she'osar midaya. What does that word mean, midaya? So you look in your art scroll, Haggadah, and they will tell you it could mean one of two things. Either it means the Yud Gimel Midois Harachamim, or the Yud Gimel Midois Shahatoira Nidreshes. If it's the Yud Gimel Midois Shahatoira Nidreshes, that's Vayikro El Moshe, Vayidaber, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, V'omarto Aleihem. If it's the Yud Gimel Midois Shel Rachamim, that's the next pasuk. Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban LaHashem. Let me teach you how you communicate with me, how you will beseech my Rachamim. If you bring a Korban, and you can bring a Mincha, an Oila, a Chatos, a Shlamim. So the Yud Gimel Midaya can be interpreted two ways, and those two ways are either Yigil Midas Shatar Nidreshes, which is the way that Hashem communicates with us, or it's going to be the Yigil Midas Racham, the way where we communicate with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you add up those two numbers, 13 plus 13. Does anyone have a calculator? What is 13 plus 13? 26. Oh, wow. 26.
I went to Brown College. What do you want it to be?
26. What is 26? Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Ribbono Shel Olam. Midas Harachamim. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's not a coincidence that Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Because Yud Kei Vav Kei is the synthesis of the Yud Gimel Midaya. And there are two Yud Gimel Midaya. There is Rachamim, and there is the Midas Shatara, which is the Yigal Midas of Rachamim, which is how we communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there is the Yud Gimel Midas Shatara Nidreshes. This, the Yisrael, the Oraisa, the Kudsh Baruch Hu Charu, the communication between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He created us, He speaks to us, and He demands that we speak to Him. This is our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tomorrow is the 13th day of the 13th month. Tomorrow there are two 13s. We're holding now in the 13th month of the year. And tomorrow is the 13th day of the month. Okay, so I don't know. You know, what do you want to say? You want to say that the months? What are the months? The months is Torah, or the days are Torah? V'gisa bo yom v'layla. Torah, maybe you want to argue, is the spitz of Torah. It's symbolic. There are two 13s tomorrow. And there are two 13s in the first few psukim of Parashas Vayikra. And we're going to lay Vayikra tomorrow on the 13th day of the 13th month. Haloi davar. This is an Eis Rotzon. This is a special, opportune moment. This is Purim. Purim. It's Erev Purim. You know, we say in the davening, we make a calculation when it comes to the Ketores. Tomorrow is the holiest day of the year. I always like to tell you, it's not Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom Kippur. It's not Rosh Hashanah. There's something very special. Everyone knows this. You can sense it. Erev Yom Kippur is a very holy day. People are on a very different frame of mind. You know, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone is running, going to the mikveh. Everyone is, you know, preparing for the Suda Mafsekes. Some people are trying to, you know, patch up some beer feelings. No way. You never. You know, you want to mechila. It's a very holy day. It's a very beautiful time. Once Yom Kippur starts, the chazan wasn't so good. I'm hungry. When is the fast over already? Yom Kippur, people get very worked up. You know, it's like Erev Yom Kippur, everyone is still very happy. There's something to be said about Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah also. But Rabbi Yisai, if Yom Kippurim is only Kippur, that means that Erev Purim is even holier, is just as holy. What does it say? What do you do on Erev Yom HaKippurim? You take the Ketores. Okay, they prepared Ketores once annual. It was an annual event to stack up on Ketores. Once a year, I don't know when they did this, once a year, they went to the Mikdash and they delivered a new supply of Ketores, 365 money. I don't know what these numbers mean. It says this in the Nusach Atzilah, we say this in Korbanos. They brought into the Mikdash 365 portions of Ketores for a solar year. Interesting, they didn't bring in a lunar year, they brought in for a solar year. Why a solar year? I don't know, but that's what it says. And then, 368.
An extra
three. Each measure they split. Ketores of the morning and the Ketores of the afternoon, for a solar year of 365. Oh, why there are three more? Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, in addition to be makde the Ketores in the morning and makde at night, they took the Ketores, they went lifnai v'lifnim, and they were makde the three measures of this Ketores. But what does it say? An erev yom HaKippurim machaziron l'machteshes. And they ground it up again, kidei shetehe daka min hadaka. It should be extra fine. The preparation that was done for the whole year is not sufficient for what they did, what they wanted for Yom HaKippurim, when they brought the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Erev Yom HaKippurim, they took the three measures of Ketores outside, Umachaziron L'machteshes, Kidei, and they ground it again, Kidei Shetehe Daka Min Hadaka. Purim is all about Reach Nichoyach. It's all about Reach Nichoyach. How do you know that? Esther. Hadassah. He Esther. What is a Hadassah? Myrtle. Hadassah he Esther. What is Mordechai? Mordechai min Atayla minayin. Mor Dirar. The whole, his name is fragrance. It's fragrance. Purim is all about fragrances. It's all about nachas.
It was also then. The eitz was from the Yesrik tree, which is a...
That's a chiddush, Meir. He's saying something Kabbalistic here. Okay, I hear. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I hear. But certainly Mordechai and Esther, tomorrow is Erev Purim. It's Shabbos. And it's Erev Purim. It's Erev, if Yom HaKippurim is a day when you machzir the Ketores to the Machteshes and you grind it up again, Kidei Shetehe Daka Min HaDaka, and Yom HaKippurim is only a Me'ein of Purim, it's Kippurim, so certainly tomorrow we have to take Mordechai and Esther, the lessons, the teachings, the takeaway of everything that Purim teaches us, and bring it back to the Machteshes and grind it up even more Kidei shetehei dako min hadako. That it's the lessons, the fragrance that they, the heroes of Purim and the holiday, bring, the nachas ruach that they bring to this world and to us, tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh, couldn't have a better shidduch, on the 13th day of the 13th month, could not be a better day. Tomorrow is the day we machzir the Ketores to the Machteshes, Kidei Shetei Daka Min Adaka, and this year we are blessed with an awesome day of holiness, the 13th day of the 13th month. And on that day, when we read about Vayikro El Moshe, Vayidaber, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, V'Omar To Alehem, and then we learn about how we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opportunity is awesome. It's a holy, holy day. Loi, it's not a simple matter when all of these things come together on this one day. Now, while we're on the topic of Ayikra El Moshe, I want to mention some things that new things that came because they made an impression on me. And you go back to the day. Let's go back to the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu went up there 120 days. A lot was said and done up there for 120 days. And one of the things that happened up there in 120 days is Moshe said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to ask you a favor. V'niflinu ani v'amecha. Rashi there says, what does that mean? V'niflinu, we shall be different. Ani v'amecha. Do not rest your divine presence on the umay soil. Don't. We should be separate. We shall be unique in that we are the only ones that merit divine revelation. Now, it's a very difficult concept to understand. Okay, very good. You can say what you want to say. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? What bothers him? What does it bother him? Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar. There's no question the Shekhinah that's resting upon us is one of a kind. So what is so terrible if a Gentile goes into his church and believes in God and God reveals himself to them and makes them feel good and, it makes himself aware, makes himself present in their lives? As I know some people will say that will lead to war. That's one of the old questions, is that religion, many wars in this world have been fought, many wars, a lot of death has come because of religion. If we suffer persecution because of who we are, could you imagine if the other religions had an extra dosage of true divine revelation? It can only, who knows what, it can just make things even worse. Not necessarily. You can say it's the opposite. That if the Goyim, Hashem would give them a little, Simchas HaChaim, and have a real religious experience, then they wouldn't kill us. Then the world would be a much more peaceful place. A lot of what the Goyim do today is because of their frustration in not finding satisfaction in anything that... Okay, they don't find satisfaction in they don't have satisfaction in their life. So what would be so terrible if the Goyim had a little spirituality, a real? Why do much of a niflinu ani v'amcha? So I don't know the real answer. I don't even know what the question is. But I want to suggest to you that Purim opens up a whole new dimension. Is that the type of Shekhinah that's Nisgale on Purim is certainly unique to Klal Yisrael. The Shekhinah that is Nisgale on Purim is a Shekhinah that's not in the Beis Medrash. Mevatlim Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a story. It's an Igeres. It's what goes on out there in the world. By the Goyim, where is their spirituality? It's in the church. maybe Taka, they have some religion, they have some type of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, monotheism, they have some degree, whatever this is, whatever it is. But the type of Gilui Shechina of Purim is something that, I don't know if it's true, is very, very unique. An awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in our daily lives, of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just hiding, V'anoichi haster aster panai, but Hashem is always there and He's controlling the shots, and we are zoiche to see it. Purim is the time when every living Jew was able to see for real a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behester. Okay, we think, we have everyone has a Purim story of their own. And that's a very common thing. Every city has a Purim holiday and their own miracles. Every person sees at times in their life incredible hashgacha, and it's just clear as day that the Ribbono Shel Olam is present in the hashgacha process. And Purim was the dogma for the klal, where it just cannot be all these bits and pieces of information, how all these events, how they all came together to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself. It was sensed. This, I am suggesting, al derech derush, is where Moshe said to Hashem, v'niflinu ani v'amcha mikol ha'am. The goyim, what's so terrible if they have spirituality? And the truth is, if you go look at other religions, is it really so easy to write off every religion and say it's all make-believe? I don't know. I'm not a theologian. I don't know. There's certainly terrible sins that go on amongst the goyim. There's no doubt about that. But there are goyim that are religious, and they believe in God, and they do good things. Are you allowed to say that? Lo sechonim. You got to be everything. Everything has to be taken with chazal. So, and why would Moshe want to deny that? What is the logic that Moshe should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'niflinu ani v'yamcha mikol ha'am asher al pnei ha'adama? What does that mean exactly? Shalaitisha shchinascha, I'm suggesting to you that there are two different types of hiskalus hashchina. It might be wrong what I'm saying, but I just want to suggest it to you. That there are two different types of hiskalus hashchina. There's a hiskalus hashchina of the eish that's yored ben hashamayim. The Eish is Yoreid min HaShamayim and comes to rest on the Mizbeach. And then there is a Hiskalus of the Shechina that you can't touch. There's no Eish Yoreid min HaShamayim. There's no Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no Mon coming out of Shamayim. There are no Ten Makos. There's no Hanukkah miracle where the Neros lasts for 8 days, that only should last for 12 hours. But yet there is Hashgacha Pratis that is so awesome. The chances of the events happening are not 0.0001%. The chance of this happening are zero. Are zero. And yet, everything came together. It's Hiskalus Hashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu said, give us that. Not take away from the Goyim. V'niflinu ani v'yamcha, this should be our distinction. Purim should be what distinguishes us from the Umay Sa'olam. La'asilavay, all of the Moadim are going to be batal and not Purim. Why? What's so special about Purim? What's so special about Dafka Purim? I want to suggest it's because Purim is a hiskalus of Shechina, which is a kiyum of v'niflinu ani v'yamcha mikol ha'am asher al pnei ha'adamah. It's where La'asilavo Klal Yisrael stands supreme, the unique. Goyim, maybe they have a chelek if they want. In this country, doesn't seem anyone's interested. But I'm a chol. I didn't mean to say that. I take that back. Sorry. But Goyim, maybe they have their chelek, whatever that can possibly mean if it's correct. But this they don't have. This they don't. V'niflinu ani v'yamcha mikol ha'am. This is where Klal Yisrael stands supreme, unique in this form of Hiskalus Hashchina. This there's no comparison. They don't have this akivuzeh. Now, why am I so excited to tell you this vart b'davka on this Shabbos? because I came across a vart, I cannot tell you who it is. If you want, I have it in my bag, I'll tell you the name. And he says, that's the pshat in the first pasuk of this week's parsha. Vayikra el Moshe. Farshim asks the question. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'niflinu ani v'yamcha mikolam ha'shal p'nei odama. Did Hashem answer him, yes or no? What is the answer? It doesn't say. It doesn't say. All it says is, Moshe made a request. What is the answer? Yes or no? Ribbono shel Olam, what is the answer? Yes or no? Will you answer me that we will be unique, mikolam ha'shal p'nei odama? Or no, you're not going to answer us. Maybe Hashem didn't answer us. And Hashem said, no, the goyim also, they're entitled. If they want to go and sincerely serve me, look at the story of Nineveh on Yom HaKippurim. You're not going to say that it was divine. The whole story over there is, go to Nineveh. Hashem says to Yoina, go to Nineveh. They're Gentiles. And tell them, either shape up or ship out. And they listen, they hear the message, Hashem is going to destroy them, and they put on sackcloth, they even put sackcloth on their animals, did strange things, and they fast, and it says there that Hashem heard their prayers, and Hashem says, I'm moichel you, I'm not going to nuke you. So you see, there's a skalus ashrina. They dive into them, Hashem answered them. You're not going to say there's a skalus ashrina? So did Hashem answer Moshe Rabbeinu, yes or no? It doesn't say anywhere if Hashem answered, but it does in this week's parasha. Some learn, Vayikra el Moshe, this is the answer. Moshe, yes. I'm only calling to you. There was a kriya, Rashi, l'chol dibros, l'chol amirois, l'chol tzivuyim, kadma kriya, the next Rash, Vayikrael Moshe, Hakol Hoylech. This is where it's Merumis. Hakol Hoylech Umagia Leoznov V'chol Yisrael Loy Shoymen. They did not hear. Yachol Aflaf Sakos Hoysakuya Tamlema Vaidaber Ledibra Hoysakuya V'lulaf Sakos. Then he goes on to explain Ma a love. Okay, so we hear in this pasuk it's Merames, that there can be a kriya, a hiskalus of shechina, that only is picked up by one person, and by extension by one nation. Vayikra el Moshe, vayidaber Hashem elav. Hashem spoke only to him. May oel moed lemar. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem. I think the drasha is, go tell the Jewish people that they're going to get the same thing. It's like you put the two psukim together. What do I want you to tell the Jewish people? Tell them what I just said to you. I spoke to you. Only you heard me. No one else. You're standing in a room, 600,000 people in one location, and only one person hears it. V'niflinu ani. Go tell the Jewish people the Amacha. It's going to be the same thing for them. Vayikra el Moshe. Only you hear. No one else hears. Vayidab Hashem elav. Mil moy lema. Tell them, lemar. Tell them this. What should you tell them? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem. And tell them what I just did to you. The beginning of the second pasuk is the message is right there. The same way I called out to you and only you heard it and no one else heard it, it's going to be the same thing for the Jewish people for the rest of time. I'm going to speak to you, only you're going to hear it and no one else is going to hear it. I've answered your request. Your request was, your request is, v'niflinu ani v'yamcha mikola'am. My answer is yes. Only you will receive my divine presence, no one else. And I'm going to now demonstrate this, and I want you to show this to the Jewish people. You're going to be standing amongst the Jewish people. I'm going to call out to you, and Vayidaber Hashem Elov. I called out publicly to a whole group. Vayikrel Moshe. Moshe is in the middle of 600,000 people. But yet, Vayidaber Hashem Elov. Only one person heard the message. Rashi explains exactly what Rashi says. Vayikrel Moshe. Hakol Hoylech. Umagia Leoznov. V'chol Yisrael loy shoymim. Vayidaber elav. Lamar, tell the Jewish people what just happened. And Daber, tell them that Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, period. They are going to be now, it's going to be the same thing for them. Them, relative to the Umayis Ha'olam, when I call out and I speak to the world, the only one that's going to hear, there's a whole world out there. Events are unfolding in front of the whole world. There are wars, there are elections, there are movements, there are actors, there are things going on in the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everyone else in this world doesn't understand what's happening. And the only one in this group on the world stage that sees what's going on is Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. The answer to V'niflinu Ani V'amicha is yes. And now we try to explain, and what is this uniqueness? Is to be able to see the Yad Hashem, the Hiskalus Hashchina, in the ordinary, everyday things that are going on in the world. And guess what? When do we read this? We read this tomorrow on Shabbos. V'niflinu Ani V'amicha, the anniversary of the miracle. When was Haman executed? Tomorrow is the real Purim. Tomorrow is the real Purim. Tomorrow is the day when Haman, I'm sorry, Haman's sons, Haman's the Aseres, Haman was killed on the first day, the second day of Pesach. Rashi says it was the 3-day fast was Yudalid, Tesvav, and Tezayin. Tezayin was the second party, and at that party, Haman was killed. The second day of Pesach, Haman was executed. On the second day of Pesach, what happened? On the Yugimel, that was the date that we were supposed to be, Rachman al-Son, and instead, V'nehapichu, and we went to war, and the Aseres B'nei Haman, who prevented the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, was put to death. V'nehapichu, tomorrow is the real day of Purim. Before, I don't know exactly. He was killed before. I don't know exactly. Doesn't say exactly when he was killed. Does not say, not that I'm aware of, exactly when he was killed. Tomorrow is the real day of Purim. Tomorrow is the day when the people saw the Yad Hashem. The celebration was delayed. See, that's what they said, the difference in Chanukah and Purim. We'll explain that in a moment. We'll wait for a second. But right now, we have to be, tomorrow is the real day of Purim. Haloi Davar. Tomorrow is the real day of Purim. Is the day of the Hiskalus, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a coincidence that tomorrow we're going to read the words Vayikra El Moshe. According to commentators, this is the answer to Moshe's question, will you reveal yourself to us in a way that is unique, that the Umay Sa'olam don't have? And Hashem says, yes, I will give you the Yom Tov of Purim. This is the real Kriyas HaTorah for Purim. Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. I can talk to a whole group of people, and only one person understands. If there's an Eish Min HaShemayim, everyone sees it. Ro'osh Shivcha Shebayom. When the Yam split, I saw the Yam split. What are you telling me? I'm making up stories? I saw the Rebbe do a miracle. I saw the Yam split. Chazal say, Shivcha, everyone saw the miracles. They saw the Mon come down in Hashemayim. It was blatant, open miracles. The Neros lasted for 8 days. You can't deny the miracle. Eidos. But when an event happens in this world, and this Hashkocha Pratis, the Umay Sa'olam say, business as usual. It was just the political defeat. It was an upset. All the political terms, they use, they had a better strategy. Esther had a better strategy for Haman. It was just a political debate, independent. It was a stunt. All right, very good. Back to business. Klal Yisrael, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. They saw a miracle. They saw Hiskalus Hashchina. No one else saw it. No one else saw it. Only we saw it. V'niflinu aniv yamcha mikol ha'am. That's where we're different than them. They don't get it. The fashtub the cup. They don't get it. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. V'niflinu aniv yamcha. Haloi davar? Is it not b'hashgacha pratis? All of these things are coming together tomorrow. My apple almost fell off the table. The Eitz Hadaat, he didn't like my drush of the apple. The 13th day of the 13th month, the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim Mu'urav in the Yud Gimel Midas Ashatar Nidreshas equals 26 Yudke Vavke to read about Hashem's response. V'niflinu ani v'amcha v'yikra el Moshe, but v'yidaber Hashem Elof. He's the only one who heard it. The ability to see the Yad Hashem in Teva, which is not shaykh to the goyim, the answer, this is the Ikka Kriyas HaTayra Purim, happening on the day of Purim. On the day when the Aseres B'nai Haman were executed. And what was that, going back, we learned this week, what was the Aseres B'nai Haman being executed, what was their goal, the Aseres B'nai Haman? Do not rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Do not allow the Jewish people to bring sacrifices, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what are we laying tomorrow? Adam ki yakriv mikem karban laHashem. You can't bring a karban unless you have a mikdash, a whole collection of karbanos. You have to have a mokoyim. And on that day, they were put to death, which now is a cancellation of their sitna. And now we're back in business. The mikdash can be rebuilt. The Adam can be yakriv mikem karban laHashem. It's astonishing. The sacredness of tomorrow. This is heavy stuff. Tomorrow is the real deal. It's the real Purim. It only comes around very rarely to have a Shabbos, the 13th day of Adar, to fall out on Shabbos and the year of a leap year. It can't happen for sure more than 3-4 years. When you have two, three years, we have a leap year. Plus, it has to work out on a Shabbos. And tomorrow when we lane them, something very special when we mentioned this week, to lane, ordinarily, you're mechuyev to lane the Megillah when you're fasting. It's a techina. Megillas Esther Balayla is said mitoich tsar. The end of the fast. It's difficult. It's painful. Person is in a completely different frame of mind when you're fasting a whole day. And Mitzoy Shabbos, which Chazal explicitly state, is the happiest time of the week, because now you after a Shabbos Mevusim, you lay tomorrow the Megillah mitach Simcha. It's an otherworldly experience tomorrow when we lay in the Megillah. And even go a little bit further, even one more another little drop to this. You study the Midrashim of the Megillah. It's very, there were a lot of things that bothered Haman. Haman was a Hitler, Yimach Shemo. And he had this, you know, our president also has this thing with children. I don't know what he has with children, okay? But Haman was obsessed with children. Haman was obsessed with the Jewish children. And he would torment the Jewish children. He told them, it says, the Farish in the Mesh, he said to the Kindalach, when he went to the yeshivas, when I succeed in getting my gezerah, I'm going to start with you, the children. The tinoiko yishol beis rabban. He was obsessed with them. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, he was a very prominent figure in the sugi of Purim. He was also very prominent in Melame tinoiko yishol beis rabban. And in fact, when he came to Mordechai, when the Venahapachu began, when Kinafol Tipol Lifonov, when did Nafol Tipol Lifonov occur? It occurred in the presence of all the children. Just like Haman's obsession was, he said, I'm going to start with exterminating the children. His Nefila began in the presence of the Tinoiko Yishol Beis Rabban. He came, Haman, Achashverosh says, Kach es hasus, v'yes halavush, So Haman, where is Mordechai? He's in the Beis Medrash giving a shiur, not to the Gedolei Yisrael. You know where Haman Mordechai was? He was giving a shiur in the Kishiva Kitana to the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban. He was demonstrating what? Kemitza. He was demonstrating how to bring a Karban Mincha. You slice, you put your hand into the bread, you fold three fingers, you come up. He was multimedia presentation of how to bring a... And who was he saying the shiur to? To the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban. And he comes there, they were terrified. They all thought he's coming to kill them. And v'nahapichu, I'm coming to give you the ultimate kavod. There's a sus, and the sus of the melech, the v'nahapichu took place in the presence of the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban. What is the first thing you teach the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban? So I don't know what they do today. Today it's a complicated world. But Chazal tell us that you're supposed to start now with Bereishis Bara Elokim. You're supposed to begin with Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed Leimar. Why? Yavoi Tehoirim V'yasoik B'tahara. B'taharais, I'm not sure what it says. V'yasoik B'tahara. The children who are pure. Shleitamu Tamchet. The first thing that they should learn are matters of holiness, of tahara, korbanos, the Beis Hamikdash. Yavoi tehoirim v'yasek b'taharis. The Yom Tov of Purim is tzei hilochem b'amolek mochor. Okay, the story of eradicating Amalek, the Torah adds the word mochor. What is a mochor? Amalek, because Amalek's primary goal, they're smart, Amalek. Kechochma ba'amim tamin. They're not here to destroy us today. They know they'll never win. They're coming here to plant seeds of Chorban for the future. The Iker Milchom of Amalek is they're planning the future. Okay, there's a conspiracy. And it all starts with the young. You plant in their minds poison. You deny them from an education. This will germinate and will destroy them. Not today. The milchama of Amalek is a milchama tzehi lochem b'amalek mochar. Pshut Shalom Mirka means tomorrow. Okay, but on a deeper level. On a deeper level, what does it mean? The word mochor, means it's a modifier. The subject of Amalek is mochor. It's not today. We're not going to just go and nuke you today. Very subtly, because they're going to go up against us today. You know, they it's not going to work. They're very sophisticated. It's the mochor of Klal Yisrael is the next generation. The whole story of Purim is Anoshim Noshim V'Taf. The Taf are very much part of the Gezerah Lahashmi Laharagul Abed. Even though, you know, maybe we know we're not going to be Matzliach, you always have to discount. A politician has very big Hasagas. So, no, when you chop away all of the big stuff, at least be left with something. Lahashmi Laharagul Abed is Kol HaYudim. Minarvi Adzokin Taf. If we're not going to be able to call our Yehudim, at least, and we're not going to be able to go do the Nar and the Zokain, at least let's get the Taf and the Noshim. Story of Purim is about the Noshim and about the Taf. Esther Hamalka. And about the children, which the Medrash really fills in more. It's not so apparent in the Megillah. When you know, okay, you have to start out with big numbers. And if you can't accomplish your main goal, at least at least we'll accomplish something at the very, very end. And soif maisa b'machshava techila, the real aim is to attack the taf. The taf v'noshim, they are the more vulnerable, but they are also the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The noshim, the ikeres abayis, and the taf is the future. Tzei hilochem ba'amolek mochor. Mochor. And it's not a coincidence, again, another coincidence, nothing is a coincidence, that tomorrow we are going to be reading the Kriya HaTorah, that there's no one that has a greater chavivas for the Kriya HaTorah tomorrow than the Kindlach. Because this is the Girsa de Yankusa. When you lay in tomorrow, Vayikra, El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem, Elav, El Moy Leimar, the child in every person comes to life. Like now you're learning Daf Yomi, Elu Mitzir Shaloi Ve'elu Chayav L'Hachriz this week. So is there anyone that didn't, have a moment when they started that parak, Elu Mitzir Shaloi this week? Oh boy. Chalisha Sadas, where have all these years gone? It was only yesterday when you were sitting in sixth grade and you learned, who didn't learn? Elu Mitzir Shaloi Ve'elu Chayav L'Hachriz in elementary school. Oh, when I was learning the person, he was like, he might have had a panic attack. Mamish, a panic attack. Elu, we're learning that Elu Mitzir Shaloi Ve'elu Chayav L'Hachriz. A real panic attack. A real shake-up. Guess what? When you learn Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, El Moshe Leimar tomorrow, it's the same panic attack. Because in time of Chazal, that's what you started with. That was Yovoi Tehoirim V'yasek Bataharis. This is the Mochor. Tzei Hilochem Ba'amolek. Who is Amolek? Amolek is the nation that's trying to fight Klal Yisrael. They're trying to fight the Mochor of Klal Yisrael. Yesh Mochor Li'achar Zman. And the antidote to the nation that's trying to fight Klal Yisrael is a nation who knows they're going to attack our Mochor, our children. You have to be a wake-up call to be Mechazek, the children. Vayidaber, Vayikro El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. There couldn't be a better Kriyas HaTorah to lain on the Yom of the Milchama. Tomorrow is Yud Gimel. It's the Yom HaMilchama of Amalek. And the Milcham of Amalek is against the Mochor of Klal Yisrael. Yesh Mochor Liachar Zman. The children, the Tinoikoi Shol Beis Rabban, they are the Mochor of Klal Yisrael. And this is their limud. Yovoi Tehoidin V'yasek B'Taharois.
And it was a Mochor already because this was a year after the...
You're saying another idea. You're saying something. Let's see what Meir is saying. Something very important to appreciate the holiday. What is the chilik between Purim and Chanukah? Both of them were wars. They were wars. They were long wars, 50 years of wars. 50 years of wars. So we have to go to the history if we even know the history. Probably most of the history was lost. There are books that have some fascinating historical accounts, the best that we can to understand the whole Tekufa. It's not like you thought. It's certainly, they didn't make a movie yet. Someone should make a movie and really try to bring out the story of Chanukah, an authentic historical account of Chanukah, but basically the 25th day of Kislev was the day that they won the war. The 26th day of Kislev was the day after the war. They fought on the 25th day of Kislev, the first day of Chanukah. They were fighting, and they conquered. It wasn't the day after the war. Purim in the Megillah very clearly says, V'nochu me'oyevehem. It's the day after the war. The war was fought on the 13th day, and they won. We don't celebrate the day of victory. We don't celebrate. We celebrate the day after victory. So why on Chanukah did Chazal institute a holiday to be celebrated on the day of victory? Whereas it's explicit in the Megillah, V'nochu me'oyevehem. On Purim, we celebrate the day after victory. And that's why in Shushan HaBira, give us one more day to fight. So they fought another day on the 14th day, and in Shushan, v'nochu me'oidem, they weren't allowed to fight on day 15. It was the day after. So really, Purim should be 13, and for the Mukafer Tzchaim, it should be a day 14. Why is it 14, 15? Why is it the day after? So there are many things to say. Number one is, the whole essence of Purim is mochor. It's a milchama against Amalek. And to bring out the point, we're still here. It's the mochor. The mochor has come. The real victory of Purim is not fighting them. That's not the victory. The victory of Purim is, it's mochor and we're still here and you're not. That's the miracle of Purim.
They hung the day of Haman. It was already a year after the fight.
Well, that's when the Muhammad was. They hung them on the next day, on the mochor, they hung the children of Haman on day 14. Correct, on day 14. That's right. It's the mochor. The day of our celebration is the day. Yeah. Look, mochor. Yeah. The war is over. We're here. Where are you? You're hanging on the tree. You're hanging on the tree. You were killed yesterday. The whole milchama of Amalek is that for Klal Yisrael there should not be a mochar. So when we celebrate Purim, we don't celebrate the day that we fought with them. We celebrate the mochar. We celebrate, look, you didn't want there should be for us a mochar. Here we are on the Yom HaMocharas. On the Yom HaMocharas. And look where we are and look where you are. The celebration is a celebration of mochar. There's another reason why, and there's not another reason, but there's another element of mochar, and that is this list, very important yisoid. Chanukah, who instituted the Yom Tov of Chanukah? It was Chazal. Chazal stepped up to the plate and says, what are you guys sitting around and doing nothing? Why don't you play dreidel today? Why don't you light up Chanukah candles? Why don't you go to Atlantic City and try your luck? Chazal were the ones who instituted Chanukah. It's clear as day. The Jewish people, they didn't initiate it. Purim was not instituted by Chazal. It's a very powerful yesod from Rav Yosher Soloveitchik. He writes this with a lot of conviction. He says that Purim was not sanctioned by the rabbis. The rabbis ratified. It was a holiday that started by the Hamoinam. People, Purim came and went. There are always problems in this world. There's always wars, always tsaros. A year later, people among themselves says, remember last year? Remember last year this time? Remember what happened? Yeah, let's celebrate. Let's make a celebration. Everyone loves a party. Let's go have a celebration. And they celebrated. They didn't ask even permission from the rabbi. Whatever. It wasn't a halacha. Wasn't a halacha. They did it on their own. I don't know exactly what they did it. The next year came, they did it again. And it became very popular. And then Chazal said, Ebaze, if this is what people, they really appreciate the holiday, let us ratify it. Let us acknowledge that the Hamoin, they want this holiday. Let us now make the holiday that the people on their own established into a halacha, into a yomtif. Sorry?
Esther.
Yeah.
Tichtav,
right, so she wanted to be ratified.
No, so I'm saying they ratified what she wanted.
What she wanted, right. It says there, I don't know, it's a medrash, it says there that Mordechai petitioned the Anshei Knesses HaGedoyla to include the Megillah in the Schoft al Sifrei Tanakh, and he was rejected. Mordechai petitioned, made his case in front of, and they said no. And Esther then says, I want to take it, I want an appeal. And then she went before the Sanhedrin, and she presented her arguments. And it says in the Gemara what her arguments were. And then they said, okay, they changed their mind. Mordechai, it's not just Tam Esther, she asked the Sanhedrin. There's another secret part of the story they don't talk about. Mordechai first asked the Sanhedrin, tried to influence. He was only Rotsui Leroyv Echov. He could not get a full consensus from the Sanhedrin to bring Megillas Esther into the Chavdalot Sifrei Tanakh. But when Esther went, Vatichtoiv Esther, Chazal Darshan, she came after Mordechai, and she succeeded in persuading them that it is correct. And they said, you're right. It was, and that's why it's called Megillas Esther, not Megillas Mordechai, because Mordechai failed and Esther succeeded. But in addition, that's the Megillah. But what about the Yavtif? Kiblu, it says Beferish in Megillah, Kiblu Aleihem. This was not a holiday that originally started with Chazal. This was a holiday, Kiblu Aleihem. Lihiyois oisim mishnei hayim mo'ele. The people did it. The people says, why not? And then Bezdin came along, and Bezdin says, if Taka, the people were makabel upon themselves, it's a good thing. Let us now formulate, codify it in Shulchan Aruch, that this should be a permanent holiday, choyk v'lo yavar. You have to enjoy Purim. They ratified the holiday. And that is why by design, because it was only something which came later, by design to indicate that it was Kiblu Aleihem and not a takon of Bezdin, the holiday is after the holiday. It's Mochor. The whole essence of Purim is tomorrow is the real day. Tomorrow is the holiday. Tomorrow is the day of war. Tomorrow was the sakana. We survived. Yet the holiday is Mochor. So first I told you the pshat is, I think that the first is the real pshat, is much more powerful to me at least, is what did they want to do? What was the goal of the Amalekim? The Amalekim's goal is not today, it's Mochar. Memela, the celebration, is a celebration of Mochar. The holiday is over, the sakana is over. Look where we are, look where you are. Another mahalach, a Soloveitchik's mahalach, is why, it's a question which has to be addressed. Why is the holiday by nature a holiday of Mochor, and it's not the Bo Bayom? So he says, because the whole nature, it captures the essence of how this holiday came about. It came about from us. People went, and they, on their own, celebrated Kiblu Aleihem. And it was then later the Bezdin that says, okay, we're going to make it. Everyone knows the Vart, the Grager. Everyone who doesn't know, the Grager and the Dreidel. The Grager you hold from below, and the Dreidel you hold from on top. So they say, the Chanukah, Purim was, Leich, Kinois, that's called Yehudim, Isra'ata Delatata, Isra'usa Delatata. The people did it. Chanukah, Menashamay Verachmanis, it was from the top. But you could say the Vart a lot better. The Vart a lot better is who made the holiday? The Bezdin. Our superiors. The representatives of the Bezdin Shalmaila. They sanctioned there be a holiday called Chanukah. Purim, we made the holiday. Kiblu Aleihem, it was not going to be a holiday. We made the holiday. And Bezdin said, okay, it's Milatata. Okay, I want to say, I wish you all a very happy Freilich in Purim. If anyone wants, there's some very big holy tzaddikim here in the past that came to my house on Purim, and I was very, unfortunately, I wasn't always home when they came, and I feel very, very bad. Unfortunately, I have to do certain things on Purim for my family, and some, I have to go lane for some people in their house, some people that I know, elderly people came out of the house, and, you know, everything is a little bit out of flux. So if someone wants to come, please call me. I will try to answer you immediately or very soon thereafter. I feel very bad if someone comes, I'm not home. I feel very, very bad. If I can come, I'll come to you. Mayor, I came to you sometimes. La Yehudim hoysa oira simcha sasan vikar kain tielanu. A Freilich in Purim, a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Amen.